So anyway, what changed between the time that I declared myself not asexual and the time that I did? Well, lots of reading internet is amazing, thanks to AVN and the AVN Wiki. AVN is the Asexual Visibility and Education Network. I'll leave the link later on. So you can be a furry and be asexual. Here are some links that you can scan or tap depending on if you have the presentation in your paws or if you want to take pictures of your QR codes to join furry ace Telegram groups. So if you want to take pictures, feel free. If you want to use it later when you go back to the presentation from the other QR code, feel free as well.
I try.
All right, I will move on here. So asexuality. Asexuality is the lack of sexual attraction towards other people, okay? And shorthand for that is asexual is a lot. Normally we just chop off and say aces. So A instead of asexual, we just say ace. So aces. So sometimes you'll see the ace of spades symbol, and sometimes you'll hear the word cake mentioned. And that's because the joke is that cake is more interesting than sex. So
there's it is.
So you see we have this awesome asexual flag here. So what do these colors represent? So black is asexuality. Gray, depending on your spelling, is the areas between sexual and asexuality. Or I should say, yeah, sexual and asexual. White is sexuality, and purple is community. Yay! What's that?
I have all those colors.
You do?
Yeah, thanks.
You might want to take a seat. All right. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's the left.
All right. So, it's estimated that about 1% of the population is ace, but I think that statistic has been floated out there for many, many years, and based on AVEN and people reading on the internet, like myself, there's probably a lot more. So if we go on. Oh, that's right. Excuse me. One more. I have. This. The invisible orientation.
Yes.
This book here.
That's pretty good.
All right. So, the invisible orientation. So, one of the huge, huge things I wanted to say is that schools don't teach about asexuality. So, how are people supposed to know it's an orientation at all? Like, in health class, like, we would have, like, there were, like, old-timey presentations that you know, like, from, like, let's say the 60s or the 70s. It's like, here's the sperm going through the fallopian tubes, and this is how Babby is formed, and everything else, right? And then I remember, like, my health teacher putting, like, a condom on a cucumber to try to show things, and I'm like, okay, like, that's a thing that exists, but okay. But, yeah, someone out there that knows someone that knows someone, please change this. Please help with getting ACE out there in schools so kids can know more about who they are, because that's important. Yeah, but those high school health classes, as I described, the crazy stuff. And so, once again, just think about other people in your life, such as young adult or teen, or if you or someone you know, right? If they're confused, feel free to show them this presentation, see what they think. So, for those who assume they're straight, but not very good at it, like I was, they can pass as straight, right? So maybe they're ace, but never had the right words, right? Like I didn't have to convey their experience, or didn't know that ace was such a thing, right? So, and once again, we have the invisible orientation here in this book. You can get it online. I have a link right here. You can get it in a couple different formats. So there's that. So can aces do all this stuff? Yes, aces can do all the things that sexuals, aka allos or allosexuals, can. Yes, asexuals can masturbate. Not all aces or but not all aces masturbate or even like it, right? So it's a range. Like everything else. Yes, aces can have sex. Some aces don't like it. Yes, asexuals can have kinks or fetishes, because ace is about lack of sexual attraction towards people. Okay? And yes, aces can have kids. But you may be saying, but wait, so aces can have sex? That doesn't make sense. How can you not be attracted to someone sexually but yet have sex with them? Well, because it's about lack of attraction to a person and not that action of having sex. So there's that. And something else, yeah, so things can feel good without having sexual attraction to another person, right? So that's a thing. But consider that some people may not be comfortable with things like masturbation, in the fact that they may think that they waste time looking for content or whatever. So they may enjoy the feeling of it, but then have other thoughts about the act in general. So something to consider. So I have some resources in the back slide. So I'll go, or rather, in the latter slide. So I'll show that later. So at the end of the day, the thing to remember is the only thing that aces lack is that sexual attraction towards another person. Okay. So aces can have different opinions on sex for themselves or for others, right? So I just want to throw these terms in here. I have a link to define all those terms right here in this slideshow. So you can go and take a look at that link. I don't want to bombard you with too many things here. But just consider that fact. So I will say that we don't need to be corrected. I'll let your mind fill in what that could mean. We don't just have low T. We don't need to just find the one to make this asexual thing go away. We are not late bloomers. We're not celibate. We're not invalid if you've had sex or the rare one-off attraction, right? We're not plants or sea sponges or amoebas or worms or whatever else is asexual. And we don't want to right-click by holding the thing. There we go. We are not broken, and we're not alone. We're sure as hell not alone. I'll tell you that right now. But what we are valid, and we do deserve to be a part of Pride, I'll tell you that. So there we are. So if you weren't aware, we have an Asexual Awareness Week. We have a Disabled Aces Day, and have an International Asexuality Day. So those days do exist. For sure. All right, so moving right along. So the split attraction model. So other sexualities have the same romantic attraction as their sexual attraction. So for example, if you're homosexual, you will most likely be romantically and sexually involved with someone of the same gender. The romantic and sexual attractions are the same. So you're going to be romantically involved with someone, or rather, the romantic and sexual attractions are the same. Yes. So the split attraction model unlinks those two attraction types. So you can be a romantic ace. So if you want to be romantic towards someone and not have sex with them, that's fine. That's totally valid. So that was brought up to allow ourselves to understand ourselves better and to be understood by others better. And that helped me understand who I am more. Because I thought that those two could not be unlinked, but they most certainly can be. And I'm still figuring stuff out. So, and yes, someone can be both asexual and aromantic. And I'll get into that. So you're like, what? Aromantic? Aromanticism? So that is the lack of romantic attraction towards other people, right? So asexuality is the lack of that sexual attraction. Aromantic is the lack of that romantic attraction. And so just like we have asexuals, aces, we have aros, right? For people who are aromantic. And someone can be both aro and ace, aro ace as they may be called, and it's possible to be aro without being asexual. And as far as my romantic orientation, I'm still figuring myself out, so that's there. And both the aro and aro ace have their own flags, and yes, they're valid and a part of Pride. So this sticker right here, just want to give a brief aside. This sticker is actually based on Cooper here, our little dog. Figured I would throw that in there. Cooper, he got Dad's envelope full of just some loose stuff, and I just happened to be on the floor at the right moment, and he gave me a look, and he's like, I'm not supposed to be chomping on this, right? So I said to someone, I said, make that a sticker. Why not? Right? It's cute. So I decided to make that. Anyway, I talked about flags before. Here are some good old pride flags that you may see for the asexual, aromantic, and arose community. There's some other flags here that talk about Demi and Gray.
Represent.
We'll get into that a little bit later, just a tiny bit, because I know there's a bazillion labels out there, but just wanted to at least show the flags here. So there's that. Now, aces may be very, very different socially, okay? So aces, aroses, so we may be tone deaf to some of the romantic and sexual impact of an event or action. So for someone who, let's say, is aro, they may not fully understand, you know, if you were to give someone like a box of chocolates for Valentine's Day, just pulling something out of the air, right? I'm just trying to give you an example here. So they may not understand like the full meaning of certain aspects as to why certain people who are romantic or sexual do certain things or feel bad about certain things, you know, things like that. So aro aces, they may not understand or see the point in the nuances of flirting. So that's another thing. But we may tune out or not relate to sex or sexual conversations among groups. You know, some people may be repulsed by that. And there's also some aros or races out there that kind of just think of it like scientific, like it's really neat, and they may go into great, great detail about certain things that they do, and like their sexual friends are like, whoa, you're giving me way too much detail, because there's no, you know, filter for that person, because they don't really have that because of the way they're wired. So there's that. So if you find an asexual person attractive, just don't be attracted, or rather, just don't be offended if they don't return the thought, right? And the person may say, it's not you, it's me, I'm ace. And you could say, oh, cool, what's your favorite kind of cake? So aces may understand what conventionally attractive is, but they don't have that sexual attraction. So for example, if I had a checklist of what attract or you know, like sexually attractive is, if I had a checklist and I had a group of people in front of me, I could say, yep, this person checks all these boxes, by this list, they are attractive. Okay, that's fine. But for sexuals, there is some other deeper level there where, you know, they're really into that person, and I just don't understand that, because for me, I'm like, okay, they check all the boxes, it's okay. But yeah, I just don't get it. Just don't get it. But if you know that you're ace, or if you know that someone else is ace, it could explain things, right? For example, if there is a marriage and two people are not getting along, it could just be that the other person is ace and doesn't know about it, right? So it could save a marriage, it could save a friendship, it could save a relationship, whatever, right? And if you if you're not sure, if you're not feeling comfortable, you know, just feel free to talk it out with a therapist, because at the end of the day, you have to be comfortable with yourself, ace or otherwise, right? And if I may say, I actually have my therapist in the room here. His name is Matt. Matt is right here. This is Matt. Matt came to the Phrase with Disabilities and Phrase and Mental Health talks earlier. Those were amazing talks. I wish they were recorded, but it is what it is. In any event, he's been a great help, and he's listened to a ton of messages from me, I'll say that. So yeah, please talk to your ace, aro, or aroes friends or partners. Everyone just wants to be heard, understood, and happy, right, at the end of the day. So how do you know if you're ace, aro, or aroes? Well, I can't really answer that. That's up for you to decide based on your own experiences. There are number of things I list in the resources slides where you can go to and hear other people's experiences, and you could say, oh, yeah, I've experienced that. Oh, okay. You know, that makes sense now. Things are clicking. Things make sense. So that's totally possible. So we can also discuss during open floor if you'd like. In the news. So this is really cool. I think this is cool. So I've never played The Sims 4 before, like a couple months ago, because I know The Sims is like a big franchise on PC and other consoles. So honestly, the only reason why I bought The Sims 4 is because in June they came out with a werewolf mod, like a werewolf expansion pack, and I'll be like, I can be a furry inside of The Sims. And I'm like, yeah, and then they were like, we're going to allow you to be Ace and Aeroe and Aeroe Ace in The Sims. And I was like, what? I can be an Ace Wolf furry in The Sims? That's 2 out of 3. Now they just need an eye patch, and then I'll be all set, right? So the cool thing is that the lead designer, Jessica Croft at the bottom here, the two links, two different articles, they had FAQs about this. And they specifically said in this, can I turn this feature off? Because people were mad. Like, so right before this update to The Sims, they had a thing where you could enter custom pronouns for your Sims. And it was, and it was just like a drop down, and it was an optional thing. But the thing is, people got mad at EA for doing that. They're like, how dare EA allow people to add custom pronouns? And I'm like, dude, why are you getting so mad? And now we have this. So in the FAQ, they said, can I turn this feature off? And EA blatantly says no. They say no. While we try to give players the option to toggle certain gameplay features, LGBTQIA+ identities are a fact of life and not a toggle to be switched on or off. So that was really powerful. And I was like, I gotta put that in here. Now, the thing is that I do know that this is just Ace and Aeroe Ace, and there's a bazillion other orientations out there, so I felt this was important that they say, please know that we are committed to continuing to improve our representation of LGBTQIA+ community. So they're working on adding other orientations as well.
Totally.
So there's that. It's always good. So the cool thing is that at work this year, so I got a new job a couple years ago, and they really like highlight different cultures and everything else, and they highlighted Pride stuff this month, so I actually came out as Ace at work, so that was awesome to do. I actually wrote like a little article for them, and it was really cool. Really cool to do that. I've never done that at a company before. Because, like, you know, all the other places I've worked have never, like, I don't think ever have taken a moment to acknowledge Pride as a month. So there's that. So on labels. So this is where we get into other things. So we talked about Ace, we talked about Aeroe, and we talked about Aeroe. So they're orientations, but they're also spectrums. So it can get deeper. Enhance, right, as the meme goes. So main categories within asexuality are going to be demi, gray, another different orientations in that asexual or aromantic spectrum. And there's a ton on the resources slide about this, so we'll talk about that. There's also different micro labels as well, which I also have in the resource section. Once again, I didn't want to get too heavy because we could, you know, be very nuanced here. So I have a bullet point here. Finding words and labels to help express and explain yourself to others is incredibly fulfilling, because damn it is. But don't be afraid to let them go as you evolve your understanding of yourself and life changes, right? So it's hard, but I'm still exploring and discovering. And you should too, right? So Excuse me. So once again, feel free to talk about, feel free to talk it out with a therapist if you're not sure, right? It's always good to just to talk and get things out there, right? So in action, in reality, all someone would say, I'm such and such, right? So for example, you may hear someone say, I am an aromantic asexual, or I am a demiromantic asexual, just as an example, right? So you're taking the A off of the sexual, and you're replacing with demi or gray or bi, poly, pan, ego, tons more of those out there. So don't get too bogged down, right? As I said, fulfilling, but just be aware that things can change. And you matter, guys, right? Everyone matters here. Everyone just wants to be heard, understood, and happy, and take care of yourself. And be proud, damn it. So I am right here. I actually know this guy over here, Barker Jr. He's pretty cool. So. The other furs are also part of an asexual furs chat. So this was done for Pride Month. Art is a dance. Art's good stuff. Further reading resources. I have a ton of resources in here for those of you who want to do further digging on yourselves. All good stuff. You can go and this is in the same presentation that you scanned earlier. If you don't have a copy of the presentation, you know, don't freak out. I think we have time check, please.
5:41.
So we have like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty cool. Okay. So we got plenty of time for the QR code and other stuff. Let me continue on. So what did we learn? The split attraction model separates sexual and romantic attractions. Asexuality, ace, is a lack of sexual attraction towards other people. Aromanticism, aero, is a lack of romantic attraction towards other people. People can be ace, aero, or both, aero, ace. Asexuality and aromanticism are orientations as well as spectrums. An ace's attitude towards various things can differ from ace to ace, or otherwise, you know, ace, aero, ace. There's a whole gray area and micro labels regarding ace and aero too. As you learn more about yourself, don't let the labels hold you back. Don't be afraid to speak to seek help from a therapist. Talk out your thoughts and feelings, and you are valid, of course. Keep in touch. Just say pal away, of course. This is my contact info. Feel free to screenshot or what have you. If you like stickers, take a look at that sticker pack, because that links to other sticker packs. I have about 370 stickers or something.
Cool.
Yeah. Furries are expressive. All right, so today I did three presentations. This is my third one. So I had the Furries and Mental Health, Furries with Disabilities, Furries Meet and Greet. I am here until Monday morning, 8:29. Unfortunately, it looks like things are not going to be on YouTube this year, but next year, maybe, right? So there is that. So I will say, to be social, please. So use the asexual furs or ace furs hashtags on Twitter. Let others know, including me, what you thought about the panel. Continue the discussion on asexuality and other topics brought up here. How has finding ace, aero, aero, or aero, ace positively impacted your life? Don't be afraid to say hi. I want to meet everyone here and be a proud furry. And you can also let us know how things went right now in open floor. Thank you very much. Open floor. I'm going to flip back to the QR code so everyone has it.
I'm recording this in MP3. So if you want, I can contact you and.
Oh, thank you very much.
And if people do want a copy of this, so.
Thank you.
Like
yes,
I said,
awesome.
I'll contact you.
Open floor. So anyone, I would say, you know, we should keep
hopefully,
safe for work.
Yeah.
Safe
for work.
Safe for work. So, if anyone wants to share anything about ACE or other orientations, what have you, I'm open to stuff. And if you don't mind, I'm gonna take off this flag, but I will put it somewhere respectful. Yeah, this is actually meet and greet. But it's for anyone who wants to learn about it. It's all good. Yep.
Yeah.
So, any questions, comments, stories, safe for work stories, feedback on the presentation, anything?
I have a story.
Yes, story.
Story? Okay. All right. I have a story right here.
Yeah, story, go ahead.
Okay. I'm a demisexual, so I can kind of understand when people are kind of starting to come on to me. And I've had this poor guy who would come into my work. I was a cashier. He would come in like 3 or 4 times a week, and I was going, oh no, here we go. And I had to tell him, hey, dude, I'm Demi, I'm Ace, I'm sorry, I'm just not that into you. And you know how that can get. He still ended up coming a couple more times trying to convince me otherwise.
Trying to correct?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah, trying to correct, yeah. So that's, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so there's a correct story for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just,
my manager actually stepped up for me.
Good.
And got him out of there, yeah.
Good. Thank you for sharing. Any more stories, comments, questions, concerns?
You have a hand up over here to your left.
Oh, yes.
To your left, over here.
So, I have an interesting work-related story as well.
Okay.
So, like, during Pride and, like, leading up to it, I started wearing Ace, and because I'm a department manager at a restaurant.
Okay.
So, I started wearing Ace and NB pins on my manager shirt.
Awesome.
And I started people started, like, levying a bunch of inquiries to me about what these mean, and unfortunately, I got a lot of, still, in 2022, I'm getting a lot of confused looks when I tell people that I'm asexual and that I don't particularly go out of my way to, like, engage with people in that way, and
right.
I don't understand it, and, like, and what really blew my mind for me was when someone I knew also engaged in Pride gave me the same face. I just got used to having to explain it to everyone at my work, but it's been a bit frustrating.
I've heard that story before, and I'm sorry, but you know, you are valid, of course, right? So no matter what, thank you for sharing.
There's so much.
He had a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi. So,
hello.
You know me.
You do.
Anyway, so I identified as asexual for a while, and then I switched to demisexual because I thought it was more fitting about 2 years ago. It's been... The internet is not very nice to demisexual people.
No.
It's really bad. People like to make jokes about how it's an identity that's only been around since 2004 or something, and as if that makes it somehow less relevant to people's lives.
Yeah, yeah.
People like to say, oh, that's just everybody, everybody's that way.
It's the default, yeah.
Oh, that's the default. And it's like, no, the media wants you to think it's the default because that's how romantic comedies work.
Right.
But that's really not how everybody works. And even in romantic comedies, people don't act demisexual. They act like regular, allosexual people.
Right.
And there's a joke that somebody made on Twitter said don't make jokes about demisexuals. My uncle was friends with my uncle was friends with my aunt before they got married.
Nice.
And I was just like, that's not what it's about.
It's not.
And I just, every time people make jokes about it, I just have to say to them, it's like, it's not what that's about. So it's been very frustrating.
Yeah.
It's been very frustrating to change my identity to something that gets routinely mocked.
Right.
Or seen as an unnecessary micro-label.
Right.
It's like, even by other people who would identify as asexual sometimes do the same thing.
Walk in on it.
And I just, it's like, where's the solidarity?
Yeah. Well...
I have a question that I would like to sort of pose to the room.
Yeah, go ahead.
So in terms of representation, the only, personally, I feel positive representation of asexuality I have ever seen is BoJack Horseman.
Never watched it myself.
Does anyone know any others? Like, can you recommend me any more? Yes.
No. I think Hubert from the game Hubert could work, because technically speaking, if you look at his behavior, he's very iffy about sex, and in one game, there was this girl who tried giving Cuber a kiss and whatever, and Cuber just ran away.
Ooh.
And also in some books, Slick actually does have a bit of a crush on Cuber, I believe.
Okay. What did you say it was called?
Cuber.
Okay.
Wait,
it's an arcade game.
Yeah. Oh,
arcade game.
Okay.
Well, if you look at his behavior, you can kind of tell he might fit the ace category. But
yeah.
It's not, I don't know if it's canon, but he could fit so well with that.
Because I've never seen any media except for BoJack Horseman.
He had something up there saying Perry the Penguin.
There actually is a book called A Snake Falls to Earth where the main character is Ace.
Ooh.
And they actually say that he's Ace.
I'm going to write that down.
And it's a story based on Native American folklore.
Okay.
And it actually won a Newbery Honor this past year.
Ooh,
it's a really good book.
Okay.
And there's no romance in it either. And there's a little bit of non-binary representation in the book as well for anybody else, if that appeals to anyone.
Platypus.
And it is very,
the Platypus.
It's a very, very furry-friendly book.
Awesome. I'll look that up. Thank you.
Another one I'd like to bring up, if you like graphic novels, is one called How to Be Ace, a Memoir of Girls.
I've had that on my wish list for months.
Yeah. The art's beautiful. It's really well done.
That one's really
cool. Is it on Amazon or like?
It's literally been on my Amazon wish list for ages, so it's gotta be. I'm gonna put
this on top of this. This is a web page. From Wikipedia, it lists a list of fictional asexual characters. So this was in the resources section of the slideshow, just at the bottom. Oh, is my battery dead? Oh, no.
Wait,
you know
what?
It's in Wikipedia. We can look it up, I guess.
Yeah, it's Wikipedia. I have a charger here. I can move this down. But anyway. Yeah, if you go in the slideshow, there is a Wikipedia page that shows a list of asexual characters, and there's a Perry the Platypus, and...
Yeah.
When is Perry the Platypus?
He's not
Ace
in the book.
Because he's Ace. There's a video.
He is?
There's a video.
Since when?
Or like a blog post or something where they confirm that he's Ace.
They didn't really put forth any behaviors in the books that would make that obvious.
There actually is a book, another book I just remembered, it's called A Furry Faux Hawk. It's about a girl going to a furry convention for the first time and she's questioning if she's asexual or not.
Yeah.
So that's possibly of interest also.
Ooh. I'll add that to my list too.
My partner just put forth it. It's, we were just watching this recently, I'm pretty sure everybody knows what the young adult book series called The Mortal Instruments is.
Yeah,
there's the recent TV adaptation of it made it very clear that Raphael is asexual.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
That episode of BoJack Horseman where Todd comes out made me cry. I was bawling my eyes out because I've never seen anything like that on TV with anything.
That entire TV series adaptation was actually really good about representing different things. The only thing I didn't really see was Envy representation in there.
Oh, I know of Envy, some Envy representation.
Okay, he's got it.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
House, yep.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
I love that show.
They're awesome.
Oh,
yes.
Wait for the final
they are my
favorite.
We have some characters here.
SpongeBob.
Todd
Chavez.
Yes. And then
that
the
I can't
read
from here.
Oh, man, I'm dead in glasses.
I'm a nerd. I don't know. Well, some of these shows I've never watched.
Paradox.
Oh,
yeah, Paradox.
Yeah.
I'm
really
curious.
So this is just a thing on Wikipedia. This is just a Wikipedia page.
I forgot that. I'm really curious if
Films.
If Raphael's not there, I'm gonna go at it.
Literature.
So this is just a page on Wikipedia, so you can, if there's something you want to review, you can go ahead and review it at your leisure.
I don't think they're going to.
Oh yeah, JoJo Wild. I read that.
I think
so.
Wait, that makes sense. Wait, oh, fuck that couch episode, though. That was bullshit.
Yeah.
He's really into that.
Oh, no, it turned out he had a brain tumor or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Fuck House.
Yep.
There's Raphael, something I mean. He changes it all sorts of different
That's why I heard some talk about one House episode.
The first half of that episode, I was like, oh, great, they're actually going to talk about asexuality. Then I was like, no, he actually has a brain disorder, and that's why he can't get like.
Was that a
Sherlock Holmes? Was it what?
Was that like
that Sherlock Holmes? It was an episode of House. I can't remember. It was like 2004, so.
It was like a doctor, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's one of those medical shows.
Alright, once again, all this stuff is listed in the resources section of the slideshow. If you need the slideshow to get to the resources links, and all the other links that I had in the presentation,
you
need to send right here.
I was going to say... I was going to say, I'm 60 years old, and I'm asexual and everything, and once in a while people wonder what's going on with me, and they automatically assume something like I must be gay or whatever. There actually is a nickname for people like us, maybe. It's confirmed bachelor, which means gay. Confirmed bachelor means gay, but no, what's wrong with confirmed bachelor asexual? I have no problem with it, and I tell people, you know what, I'm happy. If you have a problem with it, tough.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with it, sorry, I'm happy. So I have no problem being a confirmed bachelor. And there are people out there that are probably asexual and they just, you know, well, I never get married, whatever. Yeah, I just never, you know.
Yeah.
I know people like that, yeah.
That's why...
Oh, they're a confirmed bachelor.
Presentation. So, like, if no one ever knew that they were asexual and now they realize
yeah.
because of presentation, whatever works.
Yeah, when I first learned I was being asexual, like I was talking to like my mom and she was like, "Why don't you have a boyfriend?" And I was like, "I don't care about anyone there.
Right.
I don't like anyone at my school, Mom."
Right.
Like,
right. I didn't even learn the word asexual until I was like 17 or 18 years old, and I just thought that I was broken and like fucked up.
Yeah, I just
ended up this stuff later on.
I feel like I have a preference for either one. Is there anything else anyone would like to share with the group?
Over there? Yeah, of course. He has his hand up.
So, one thing I've seen is when some bisexuals, their sexuality fluctuates. They might be more attracted to one gender or another or whatever. It depends on the person. If you're having trouble labeling yourself or trying to figure out what you are, you don't have to define it. You like who you like. You like what you like.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. You don't have to stress over defining yourself.
True.
So if you're struggling with that, just, I don't know, just don't worry about it.
Very true. Very true.
Valid.
That makes me really mad.
Question? Yep.
Oh, I actually have an interesting story to point out when people do try to come out as ace. I think I've gotten it once. I mean, I'm still questioning if I'm equal. I mean, I'm still exploring if I'm also bi, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my least favorite thing I always hear with these stereotypes is, oh, you're ace, do you want to F plants?
I brought that stuff up as far
that.
As you know, us not being plants or amoebas or
that
seahorses
really
or whatever.
Me
it's not even creative. It's
or
like
it's
get a better joke.
Yeah.
One of my family members likes to.
Yes,
call
if
me
I could
slum.
Instantly clone myself,
like if you
would
say an offensive joke, at least come up with something new and don't.
My least favorite with my dad is when he says my sexuality is a mental illness.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
This is why solidarity between bi and ace
need
to be this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there, all right, thank you for your stories.
Oh,
yes.
Also.
Is there anything else that, questions?
Yeah, it's just something I wanted to like, say.
Sure.
Recently, I felt like I decided to come out as brasexual.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like a culmination of, I guess, recent thoughts and feelings towards, you know, it's complex.
Yeah, it is complex.
But I don't know, I feel like this is something I just don't really feel comfortable talking to my family, to be honest.
That's
because I know especially my dad probably wouldn't like understand.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, things are different now than they were in, you know, like the 50s, right, as far as romance and everything else. So, you know, once again, you know, there's always aces and others around the, you know, around different communities. I gave you two communities. If you need this again, let me know. And there's also therapists, right? So,
yeah.
All good.
I mean, Dickens exactly fits the ace category if you look straight into her, how she reads. You can be ace and like sex, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I said in the presentation.
And,
totally valid.
And Emily Dickinson definitely fits that category if you read all about her. Same thing with Marilyn Monroe. I've heard she could be ace too.
Yeah.
And yet people try to like erase aces and like stop.
Right.
Stop.
Yeah.
Just because they don't understand it. They don't understand how someone can not be attracted to someone conventionally like that.
Right. That's why I say we're still valid, right? So that's why I brought that up.
You don't have to be sexually attracted to someone to have feelings or whatnot.
That's why I brought up the romantic versus asexual or
sexual
attraction versus romantic.
You know?
And even if you are ace, you can have some slim sexual attraction.
Like you're not
too,
you don't
but not a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like there is gray.
Sure. Life is complicated, right? It's not a bunch of checkboxes.
I don't feel.
Yeah, like I'm an incredibly romantic person, but you have to be like super cool to me for me to do that. It's not like
right.
You know,
that's valid.
Yep.
I just, you know, I would.
That's completely valid.
I already know,
like,
there's like a ton of these sexual.
Like I had a partner that was tan, and I took him out on dates. Like I'm the woman, so I wasn't supposed to do that anyway, but I did. And like he told me I was the most romantic partner he had ever had.
Okay.
Yeah, like,
I really don't like gender roles
either.
This
yeah.
Is everyone okay if I turn the code off?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.